This is the Northwest Colorado News. I'm Shannon Lukens. A winter storm warning started this morning, and it's in effect through 6 o'clock Saturday night. Look for up to a foot of snow and difficult travel conditions today and tomorrow. The avalanche danger is very high this weekend with an avalanche warning issued by the Colorado Avalanche Information Center. It's in effect from Saturday afternoon through Monday afternoon. That's because of all the new snow headed our way today and tomorrow. Here is Deputy Director of the CAIC, Brian Lazar.
It has us as forecasters a little bit nervous about an avalanche accident this weekend for a couple reasons. February has been the most deadly month for avalanches in the state of Colorado over the last 20 years. The period between February 13th and February 16th is the most deadly period within the most deadly month.
Lazar says the big storm this weekend will lead to very dangerous avalanche conditions.
It means we expect widespread natural avalanche activity with avalanches large enough to bury, injure, or kill a person.
Be very careful out there. 25 avalanche dogs from across the country have been training at Steamboat Resort this week with the Colorado Rapid Avalanche Deployment Group. It specializes in search and rescue dog training. Sally House is the team leader for the Avalanche Rescue Dog Program with Steamboat Ski Patrol.
That means if someone was caught in an avalanche, either inbounds without a beacon or out of bounds without a beacon, we can use the dog as a resource to go out and help find them.
Colorado Parks and Wildlife has sent an update on the second year of the gray wolf reintroduction efforts. Over 100 people have applied to be a range rider. 9 are under contract. 3 more will be hired. CPW says wolf collar data shows one wolf has traveled into western Mesa County. Collar data shows another wolf has made movements in Park, Teller, and Fremont counties. CPW says local producers are being informed. The full update's on our website. Steamboat Springs City Council is meeting with finalists for the city manager position today to do interviews. The Steamboat Springs Chamber has created a 2025 Employee Satisfaction and Priority Survey. How do you feel about jobs in our community? The link's on our website. Route County Treasurer Lane Iacovetto has sent out details on tax notices and payment options. Electronic property tax notices have been sent via email with paper notices mailed last month. If you haven't received your notice, contact the treasurer's office. Partners for Youth in Moffat County has organized fun events for middle school and high school students in Craig and Moffat County. Tonight, it's a Valentine's Day ice skating party at Loudy Simpson Ice Rink starting at 8:30. It will be a quiet week next week in Steamboat Springs. It's blues break, meaning no school. Many families are already headed out of town. Light Up the Night Balloon Glow Celebration. That's at 5:30 Saturday at the base of Steamboat Resort. The Colorado State Wrestling Championships are underway at Ball Arena in Denver. Cody May and Dean Vogel are there with live coverage of athletes from Northwest Colorado on KRAI 55 Country AM and 105.1 FM. The U.S. Ski Jumping World Championships team has been announced. Steamboat Springs is well represented with Annika Belshaw and her brother Eric Belshaw and Jason Colby. 13 Winter Sports Club athletes have qualified for the U18 National Alpine Championships, also coming up at the end of the month in Aspen. The Steamboat Sailors host Aspen tonight at House and Ice Arena. Listen on KTYV 105.7 Sports on FM. Watch through our website. The Moffat County Bulldogs host the Steamboat Sailors tonight in basketball with the girls at 5:30, the boys at 7 in Craig. That's the news. I'm Shannon Lukens. Check it out for yourself at steamboatradio.com, where the locals go for news.